It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We recently teamed up with food writer Gretchen McKay, dining critic Melissa McCart, and Bob Batts Jr., the folks behind the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette food section, for a discussion on outdoor cooking trends. They made a classic Pittsburgh dish with a twist and hosted a special guest in the Post-Gazette Outdoor Test Kitchen. Here's Gretchen McKay.
We thought we would talk a little bit about grilling today because it's summer. People are out there in their backyards firing up the charcoal or the gas. We'll get into that a little bit later. And I recently had the opportunity to grill with Joey Fatone. He was in town for the CLO's production of 42nd Street, and he came over to the PG Test Kitchen, cooked up a little bit of city chicken with us on the grill, and we just thought it was a really fun way to sort of get into a story that's in our paper today about Father's Day, because dads love to get behind the grill on Father's Day. So here's a little taste of our interview with Joey as he sampled a taste of Pittsburgh cuisine. What's the connection between Joey Fatone and food?
My parents, my dad. My dad was the cook. Growing up in an Italian family, he made the sauce, he made the meatballs and the sausage and everything else. And you started just to kind of dabble. And the funny part was I watched my dad do it. I never really helped him that much. Then one day, you know, being married and called up, I was like, I want to make sauce. I'm like, crap, I don't remember how to make it. So I called up my dad. I'm like, Dad, how do you make this? How do you do that? And then I started getting into looking at cookbooks and kind of experimenting with things and making your own dishes. And that's how it kind of evolved.
We thought, since you're in Pittsburgh, we should be doing an iconic Pittsburgh dish,
awesome,
which is city chicken. Now, have you ever heard of city chicken?
I've never heard of city chicken.
Well, let me tell you, it's not chicken.
Okay.
Number one. It's actually pork and veal.
Okay.
And it is on a stick. And the sort of history of the dish is, back in the day, chicken was not as cheap as it is today.
Right.
It was sort of the Sunday meal. It was an expensive dish. So what moms and grandmas would do to fool the family to think they were eating chicken is they would take these skewers of pork and veal, roll it in breading, and bake it. So it was, sort of like a mock chicken dish.
Awesome.
So we have one of those in the oven that we'll be testing later on. But what we're going to do for Father's Day is we're going to do a little variation. We're going to do jerk.
Ah, nice.
City chicken. If you were to be grilling on Father's Day, what would you be grilling?
Steak
like everybody
I
else?
I do it all, though. I love doing the chicken. I love doing the steak. A friend of mine taught me, and we had one on the episode of paella. Where you take the pan, you put it on the grill, which is amazing to do. It takes a little time, but it's really, really good.
All right, so here we go, Joey.
All right.
We're going to give you a little bit of each.
Plate it up, sure.
Plate it up.
I'll try the old one first. I like it.
You like it, really?
I do.
Okay.
I do like it.
Now try the new.
They're both really good, to be honest, because they're two different flavors. You got the jerk, obviously, which is a completely different flavor with the lime and everything else. And then you have the pork and the meat, which is great. I think it's really, really good.
It's good.
Both of them are good. Yeah.
Definitely quintessential Pittsburgh here. Old school. Thank you so much for coming to the kitchen.
Thank you. For
it was great.
Teaching me. Now I know and I can bring back home how to make city chicken.
Taste of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Gretchen, I am amazed at how many people wanted to be at your house or wish they had been at your house when Joey Fatone was in your backyard grilling.
He's Joey Fatone.
But, I mean, Joey Fatone, who's Joey Fatone?
Joey Fatone is the sexy baritone from NSYNC. You know, baby bye, bye, bye.
But that's going back a ways. That's
that
back
is going back
day.
Away. Since
what else
then,
does he do?
He has, as I said, was in CLO production of 42nd Street. He was here a couple years ago to do the producers. He has also been a game show host. I think The Price is Right.
And now he's going into cooking.
It's cooking. Word got around town that the boy liked to cook, and somebody came up to him and said, would you like to do a cooking show for the Live Well Network? And that is sort of how we got him into the PG Kitchen, because he does a show called My Family Recipe Rocks, where he comes into people's homes, just regular people, and they prepare their favorite dish for him, which is why we wanted to do city chicken, because it's something Pittsburghers are very proud of.
And you finally got to cook on your gas grill with Mr. Fatone, right?
That's right.
You've been doing some of your grilling in a way you don't like this year, you were telling us.
That's right. When we went out to, I did a story for the PG a couple weeks ago for Memorial Day on things you can put on a stick. And I am not the best housekeeper, so I didn't cover up my grill this winter. And when we went out to fire it up, we discovered that there was a bird's nest living in the grill. And believe it or not, it's against the law to take a bird's nest out if there are eggs in it. And there were 5 eggs, so we had to wait for those darn little birdies to hatch. So I had to use charcoal, which I really am not a fan of. Just, I think, because I don't do it very often, so I don't know how to do it, and I'm always burning everything I cook on a charcoal grill. But I slogged through that for 3 weeks, but now I'm back to gas.
And you're not going to charcoal the rest of the season?
You know, I have a bag of charcoal, and I'll do it just for whimsy, but for real everyday cooking, no, I'm sticking with gas. And I have to say, most Americans do like to use gas. There was just a survey out by the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, and 57% of grillers prefer gas over 41% of charcoal. So,
do you have a grill in your yard?
I do. This is the first time I've had a house, let alone a grill, since I've been living in cities, so I'm definitely new at grilling. But my friends who had had me over were sort of charcoal fans and really into using the chimneys and sort of old school. But I've been really enjoying it to grill pizzas, actually. I have a stone and heat up the stone.
Yeah.
We've been talking about some of the trends that, you know, you always grill anyway, and you also write a lot about grilling and do videos on grilling and stuff. The stick thing was one thing that really showed up in the cookbooks big this
right.
year. So that was, what other stuff have you seen for home backyard barbecues that are coming up?
Well, as Melissa said, pizza. I mean, that is a really hot topic now in the grilling world. You can buy these pizza stones to put on the grill. A rotisserie is really big. If you page through any kind of magazine like Sur La Table, did I say that right?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Okay. Through there, they've got all kinds of accessories for rotisserie where you can spin stuff around. Salt blocks.
That's also an interesting one.
of a hot thing, which I don't know if that really works or not. And
it's like a cutting board made out of a slab mm-hmm. of salt.
Exactly, and you put the meat or the vegetables on, and it's supposed to somehow infuse it with salt. And
the block goes right on whatever grill
yep.
that you're using. And
yep, and you just heat it up and cook right on it. And I have to say, it's very pretty. And
what do one of those blocks cost?
I think they're in the $80, $90 range.
What are some of the other things you want to try that you saw in the books this year?
I really do want to try pizza on the grill. One of my big dreams in life is to have a pizza oven in my backyard. You can get very elaborate ones that are $10,000-$12,000. You can get metal ones that are just imported from Italy that are a little bit smaller. People are just cooking everything and anything on a grill, and I think it's just because it's outside. You want to be outside after you've been in the office all day. A lot of people in Pittsburgh, myself included, I don't have an air-conditioned kitchen. Mm-hmm. So it's really hot in there. So, again, to be outside is the extension of your living room and kitchen these days.
Well, and that's if you grill as much as you do, you don't want to have charcoal and start a huge mess and wait. I mean, you don't get the same flavors. It's interesting how many people use hard lines of natural gas to grill on instead of mm-hmm. propane tanks.
Do you have a cookbook for grilling that you go to? Or
Weber's has a really great cookbook, and it's funny you say that because we get a lot of cookbooks here, of course, in the food section, and probably the one genre, though, that we get the most of are the grilling cookbooks. I bet I've gotten maybe, 10, 15 already this year. But Weber's has a really good cookbook.
When I like... This was last year, but like the Argentinian grill cookbook, I think it was something with fire, playing mm-hmm. with fire or something, where they were doing whole cows or whole goats and whole lambs on what looked like old metal box
yeah.
springs under a big fire. I mean, people do some crazy, especially if you're doing something for a party, a la your pig roast.
Right.
Some of those books were really fun to look at, but not so practical for the Pittsburgh backyard.
Yeah, not, you know, because we do have to contend with weather here, too. And as everybody knows, it's not always sunny in Pittsburgh, unlike Philadelphia.
I thought I had heard that you have a grill in your yard, Melissa, but I know your schedule, and I know that you're mostly eating out almost every night of any given week. So I'm sure you don't get to grill as much as maybe you might like to.
That's certainly true, and I do think that a lot of people end up throwing in the towel and deciding they'd rather have somebody else do the grilling for them. And one of the places that I'd recommend going for the taste of smoke and grilled meats in particular is Meat and Potatoes, of course. They actually just started a late night grilling menu. It's called Nightcap, and it's from 9 until 1 in the morning. And it's $5 burgers, and there are like 7 variations or something like that, and a whole bunch of sides. But they have that nice patio outside and that smell of wood.
People are outside after 10 o'clock in Pittsburgh.
They
downtown.
Are, apparently.
Really?
They are.
Okay.
And if they're not, you can always go to Gaucho, and there's that really beautiful smell of the wood-burning oven as well as rosemary. They have that beautiful rosemary bush inside. Also, the porch at Shenley, Kevin Herman makes some terrific brisket. And if you can snag a seat outside, there's that beautiful view of the park, and it's a great place to have a beer. And he really is a great cook. And it seems like every Sunday there's a farm dinner.
This is going to be a good season for that. Yeah.
Right. And a lot of those are going to feature grilling, especially in August. There are a couple at the farm owned by Nick of
Reina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's hosting an Italian barbecue with stagioni and cure and dish grilling.
And I would add, if people can get out to that farm, it's in Hampton. It's just absolutely beautiful, and that's where he will again have his Hatch Chili Fest in September.
Just on the northern edge of Allegheny County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not hard
to get there. It's beautiful out there. And let somebody else do the cooking. Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us for our little discussion on grilling. And this is Gretchen McKay,
Melissa McCart,
and Bob Batch Jr.
signing off for the Post-Gazette food section. And
thanks so much.